Morning Suckers is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart, secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. Power FM News.
The Human Rights Commission condemns the violence that occurred at the Patriotic Front Secretariat in Lusaka on Saturday. A governance activist warned that a proposal to extend Zambia's presidential term could undermine democratic accountability. In international news, Caribbean delegation seeks justice for slavery in Britain. In sports, Congo triumphs over Nigeria in dramatic penalty shootout to reach World Cup playoffs.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. The Human Rights Commission has condemned the violence that occurred at the Patriotic Front Secretariat in Lusaka on Saturday, 15th November 2025. The Commission says the incident is alarming and must be investigated urgently. According to a statement, HRC Chairperson Pamela Nsambo called for swift, thorough and impartial investigations, urging that Zambia Police Service to bring all those involved to book without fear or favour. Dr. Sambo said violence in public spaces threatens key human rights, including their rights to peaceful assembly, personal security and freedom of expression. She warned that the growing pattern of politically linked incidents could heighten tensions ahead of the 2026 general elections if not addressed quickly. The Commission is also urging the police to adopt proactive and preventive measures to stop political violence before it escalates. Dr. Sambo says it is the government's responsibility to maintain law and order and ensure a safe environment where all citizens and political parties can exercise their freedoms. Meanwhile, the HRC has appealed to political parties, their members and supporters to avoid confrontation and instead resolve differences through peaceful dialogue, saying violence is never the answer. In another development, governance activist Sam Zulu has warned that a proposal to extend Zambia's presidential term from 5 to 7 years could undermine democratic accountability. Mr. Zulu said the suggestion recently raised in public discussions poses risk if not handled transparently and with wide consultation. He noted that a longer, non-renewable term could reduce political accountability because voters would lose the chance to evaluate a president midway through their mandate. Mr. Zulu acknowledged that supporters of the idea argue a 7-year term would give the head of state more time to implement major reforms without the pressure of re-election campaigns. But he stressed that such benefits depend on strong institutions and effective checks on executive power. He added that Zambia's existing two-term, 5-year system remains broadly supported by citizens, citing research showing that many prefer leaders to face regular electoral scrutiny. He said any change to the presidential term would require an inclusive constitutional reform process with transparent consultations to build national consensus.
Any move towards a 7-year single term must be handled very transparently with wide public consultation, because in constitutional making, legitimacy is key. This reform alone, I must mention, won't guarantee better governance or development for the country. If done transparently, this could be seen as a bold reform to reduce political instability and improve governance efficiency.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has described the turnout for submission to the Technical Committee on Constitution Amendment in Lusaka as impressive. The turnout, according to IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma, shows a strong commitment to democratic principles and a common desire to influence the nation's supreme law. Mr. Ngoma stated that in an interview with Parfum News in Lusaka, that the city's environment during the submission has been characterized by civic pride and earnestness, which highlights the significance of the process for Zambia's future. In the meantime, Mr. Ngoma has praised every individual who has participated in the process, saying that each submission is significant and advances the nation's democracy.
As Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, we would like to extend our sincere gratitude to the people of Lusaka for turning out in large numbers to make submissions to the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments. Your strong participation reflects a deep commitment to democratic values and a shared determination to shape a constitutional framework that promotes accountability, inclusivity and justice. The atmosphere has been marked by seriousness and civic pride, underscoring the importance of this process to the future of our nation. As IPAC, we thank each citizen who has taken time to contribute. Every submission is a vital part of building a stronger democracy. We encourage all participants to continue engaging with respect, unity and purpose, knowing that your voices are helping to secure a brighter and a more inclusive Zambia for generations to come. I thank you.
1,830 people were killed in over 28,000 traffic accidents that occurred in Zambia between January and the end of September this year, the Road Traffic and Safety Agency has revealed. Children made up 187 of the 1,830 fatalities. Speaking yesterday at the World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims in Lusaka, RASA Chief Executive Officer and Director, Engineer Amon Wemba, stated that despite continuous efforts, traffic accidents remain a significant problem. He clarified that the nation had over 35,000 RTAs in 2024, which led to 2,199 fatalities.
Despite ongoing efforts, the statistics of road crashes in this country remind us of the magnitude of the challenge that we have. This past year, in 2024, Zambia recorded 35,731 road traffic crashes, resulting in 2,199 fatalities and 5,798 serious injuries. Tragically, amongst these fatalities, 201 of them were children. These figures represent not just numbers, but people, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters whose lives were cut short. Talent that can never be replaced.
In a related development, a Zambian truck driver, identified as Jeffrey Mwamba, also known as Jarman, has died in a devastating multiple truck collision. The tragic incident happened on Friday, November 14, 2025, at the Tazama pumping station in Tanzania's Mbeya region. The cause of the collision is currently unknown, but Mwana, a Zambian digital content creator on professional truck driving and road safety, has expressed his sorrow and warned fellow drivers to be cautious, citing that notorious steep slope of the accident scene area as a major hazard. The Zambia police have yet to respond to requests for more details on the accident. In international news, a Caribbean Community Reparations Commission delegation is visiting the United Kingdom from November 17th to 20th, 2025, to meet with British officials and lawmakers to discuss reparations for slavery and colonialism. The discussions aim to address historic injustices suffered by African populations and their lingering impact, including racism. CARICOM, which consists of 15 Caribbean nations, is advocating for an official reparations plan that calls for formal apologies, debt relief, educational initiatives, and financial compensation. Despite growing global momentum, many European leaders, such as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, have expressed reluctance to discuss reparations, emphasizing a future-oriented approach rather than revisiting the past. Nevertheless, at the common recent Commonwealth Summit, leaders acknowledged the need to launch conversations on the issue. A recent 2025 survey commissioned by the Repair Campaign highlighted that public awareness in Britain remains low, with 85% of respondents unaware that the UK forcibly transported more than